G'day everyone, Ian here. Yeah, I'm at my somewhat irregular Thursday evening, come down to the pub and have a cheap meal and a beer and just clear my head a bit. How you been? I've been busy, been doing a lot of things, not all of them particularly brilliant. Dad's been crook again. And it's been some time since I've spoken to you, so I thought I'd bring you up to speed. Yeah, Dad's been real sick. He's been back home now for a week, but prior to that he had 4 or so days in hospital. He actually called the ambulance. He was short of breath. And when I saw the old bugger in hospital, he was like a whizzing up old man. That hospitals are terrible places. I just encourage you to be infirmed. Bright lights, noise, activity, not much chance of getting rest, and you're supposed to be sick, so I think it's very easy to play sick. And that's what my dad does. And he went down hard this time, really hard. We thought, you know, this could be close to the end for him. As it turns out, what he had was only a cold with a little bit of pneumonia. But as his doctor says, he's got no wiggle room anymore. So even something like a mild cold, and that's all it was, just knocked him about. 65 years of smoking is not a good thing. And basically his lung function was way, way down. He ended up with very low oxygen levels and he ended up very short of breath and struggled, of course. So he called the ambulance and they took him in there and they basically, you know, put him on some antibiotics and start observing him, and they put him in quarantine a little bit. You know, not absolute quarantine, but they were just careful with him. Didn't want to spread the infection around. And he didn't like that. He didn't like the fact that he was locked up, as he said. And after a couple of days of that, and getting fed shit food, as you do in hospital, he just got really cranky. I mean, really, really belligerently cranky. And my sister came up from Sydney and she was with him when he decided to unplug and get himself out of there. So he checked himself out probably a little bit early. But as it's turned out, it may have been a good thing for him because he's started to recover. And he basically, in his belligerent style, decided to, he didn't actually say this, he just did it, prove to us, his children and anyone around, that he's not out yet, and he'd basically walk hard and stride and, you know, he'd basically try and kick on, and he was. I had to read him the Riot Act that he's now at a time of life where he needs to allow us to look after him, so we took him up to the pharmacy and got his pills packed into a, they call it a Webster packing, where they have the morning, noon and evening capsules for all of his pills, so we got all of his medications packed that way. He didn't like that. He likes looking after his medications and managing them himself, but he was starting to make mistakes, as happens, so we insisted that happened, and he got so damn cranky with us. And like I said, I had to read him the Riot Act. I had to stand up and yell at him and demand that he allow us to care for him, or else the system will take him away from us and he won't have any choice, and that would be the end of him. There's no risk about that. If they put him in a home, I reckon he'd last weeks at best. But this way he's just so full on about proving everybody wrong, he might just keep kicking on. And sure enough, he's rallying. I went over and saw him a couple of days ago and went up the road to get some groceries for him, and yeah, he's kicking on. He's strong. He's indomitable. It's amazing what the fear of death will put him down. And he's recovering. As he's recovered from this cold, he's bounced back and continuing to bounce back. So just amazing. Just amazing. Certainly didn't expect it. And I was sort of prepared to have to go over and see him every second day and start putting systems in place for him. He'd move into the same block of units that I'm in. But no, it looks like he's still going to be all right for a while. Which is good, because work is wanting me, little old me, little old Ian, to go down to Sydney to do some work on an art project that's happening down there, which will probably be happening in a bit over a week's time. And there's a real chance I could be away for maybe a couple of weeks. And I want Dad to be in a good place so that I can sneak off for a couple of weeks and it won't be a major problem for him. And I'll let you know more about that job as it unfolds, but it's basically going to be me painting sandstone, just putting little bits of detail into some carving that's been done on sandstone. So that could be coming up in about 10 days' time. And I was dealing with the artist a bit today and asking what, talking to work about what they want. And yeah, it's a bit of a something to do. Could be fun. I hope so. I hope I can organise it as best I can to make sure it happens well and make a little bit of an adventure of it. Unfortunately, every time I've gone away for this company, it's always been pretty uncomfortable. So I'm going to try and push things around a little bit to make sure it works well for me. And if it does, then it'll be good. Yeah, so really that's what I've been doing lately, just working pretty damn hard and not spending a lot of time doing the digital stuff. The last few weeks I've been unplugged from that a little bit because I had to sacrifice my one day a week off for a couple of weeks because one of the guys took some time off work, and then the next couple of weeks, Dad's crook, isn't he? So I've had to basically run around after him on my day off, so I haven't been able to do my digital work. And I've just got to allow myself to be flexible like that. That's just one of the unfortunate things. And if I get into Sydney, I could be in a couple of weeks down there where I won't be doing anything. Anyway, whatever. I've got no control over this thing called life. It's just pushing me around, and I sort of understand that. So I'll just keep doing it. But, yeah, that's what I'm up to. I'm still listening to the audio booze and hearing what people are up to and listening in. Consuming huge amounts of podcasts, huge, and learning a great deal. It's good. It's good. Life by numbers. That's all I'm doing. It's okay. It's very okay. Hope you're having a good day, everyone. I'm going to eat my meal. See ya. Bye.